for this life because my mind already opened the screen. A stone's throw from a dream, but still exposed to the schemes this world's shown to repeat. You know the woes and defeats, if it's composing a beat, it seems closer to reach. Meanwhile, they watch the patterns and react to headlines, cracking a smile since a child is like you're walking the line. Single file, and you wonder why I'm wild.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is John and Deanna with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, block sizes and car parking requirements would be slashed and building heights increased across Brisbane under a plan the council says will boost housing supply. Brisbane City Council launched a review into low to medium density residential zoning in May, which makes up about 14% of Brisbane. Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner said the proposed plan was part of the LNP Council's anti-sprawl approach to increase housing availability. The council stated that the changes would allow for an additional 6,000 homes to be built by 2032.
Brisbane City is set to get a second car park payment app next year following confusion caused by Seller Park's email communication last year. The council claims that the decision to include the PayStay app into the ecosystem would help balance need with reduced risk of total outage. Local Labor have criticised the move for being a, quote, band-aid solution and would not reduce car parking logistical issues in the city. The PayStay app is currently in use with Griffith University and some New South Wales council areas.
And in national news, Victorian Treasurer Jacqueline Symes has announced that 1,000 public sector jobs will be cut across the state. It comes after the release of a report by Helen Silver, who conducted a review into the sector in efforts to reduce government spending. Over 330 executive roles will be cut and 90% of Victoria's advisory committee will be scrapped. Costs will also be reduced on consultants, labour hire and officers, and the total savings over the next 4 years is set to reach $4 billion. We're looking at ways to keep our Victorian public service laser focused on delivering those frontline services that matter most to Victorian families and working people, said Premier Jacinta Allen.
A remote Aboriginal community has completed a mammoth 36-hour recovery of food and supply delivery needed to feed its residents for the next 5 months. The Punmu community, located 1,300 kilometres northeast of Perth, orders a bulk food delivery every year to keep shelves stocked over the wet season when cyclonic rains and can flood the road into the town for weeks to months. The triple trailer road train carrying about $400,000 worth of food and supplies broke down 25 kilometres from the town early on Sunday morning. The incident brought further evidence of a road maintenance crisis the local shire has been pleading with the state and federal governments to help fix for months.
And in international news, US President Donald Trump has launched an immigration crackdown in New Orleans. The US Department of Homeland Security said the operation would target criminal offenders who have been released from custody due to city policies which limit cooperation with immigration enforcement. New Orleans is the latest in Trump's immigration operations in Democrat-led cities, part of his bid to drive deportations to record levels. Residents and local officials in cities targeted by the crackdown have pushed back, claiming Border Patrol and ICE have used heavy-handed tactics, endangered residents, and swept people without criminal records. The operation is expected to run into the end of the year, but its scope remains unclear.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy, but all the more beautiful out there. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. So don't forget your sun safety. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
For our 50th celebrations this week, tune in 10 to 12 Thursday morning. There'll be a cold